Hey everyone, Malu here with my broken fingers and other complications. There will be no video for the first part of this podcast. However, make sure you tune in to Janice and me talking because there's video and she looks fabulous. Can't wait to see you. Hey everyone, thanks for tuning in to Oh Heck Nah, a Naked and Afraid podcast. Get ready to have some fun with Malu Beyonce and Debbie V. The armchair survivors that know nothing about surviving, but yet each week we give you tips on how to get on the show, critique the survivalists, and give you a little bit of our inside information. And sometimes we even talk with actual survivalists from the show. So get in your BOMA and let's have some fun.
What's up, you guys? And we're back with another Naked and Afraid podcast. I am Debbie V, and it's my co-host,
Malu Beyonce.
And yep, that's her real name. I can vouch for that.
That's right. That's right. It's been a long week, Debbie.
I know. Tell them what happened, girl. Tell them what happened.
Oh, I broke three fingers, but we're not going to dwell on that. It's been a long... Look how big my cast is, though.
They're going to redo
it. I was like, I told the doctor, like, really this big of a cast? And they're like, really? So I'm gonna be out of commission for a long time, but so much has happened since the last time we put a podcast out, so let's get to it.
Yeah, let's get to it.
They announced the last one standing.
Oh my goodness, were you excited? I was excited. I was like,
I already knew about it. What's wrong?
You did? No, I was like flipping out when I seen it. I was like, oh my god, what is this?
Oh,
so many good ones. So many good ones.
Yeah.
How are you going to choose?
I already knew about the show. I knew it was happening. I heard some industry rumors, but I didn't want to say anything because I could have been wrong.
No.
But, I mean, it's 12 people. They're all legends. Okay. So let's just talk about that. They're all legends. And I really like how the fact that they're taking legends to a next level. And I think that in the future, they should only do this if you're a legend. Let them compete for $100,000. I don't think $100,000 is that much.
Yeah. Yeah, why not?
I mean, so let them compete. They're now contestants. There's a couple things I have to gripe about.
Okay. I'm there.
Number one, there is no person of color on the show.
I didn't notice that.
Y'all couldn't put a person of color on there? Black Cowboy, where you at? I don't know if they probably asked some people of color and maybe they couldn't do it.
Maybe.
But I would have liked to see someone of color on the show, like the Black Cowboy or Shanika.
Mm-hmm.
Secondly, the way that they're releasing it just a little bit at a time, like the rules, I just want to know the whole platform up front. Tell us what's going on and let's get to it.
Right. May 6th.
And yes, I think so. And who do you want to win?
Oh my gosh, there's so many good ones. I'm like, I can't
don't
say.
Lie, you want Dan. You want Dan to win.
No, but I mean, I love Waz. Is it, it's not Matt, it's the other one. What's his name?
Matt.
Oh, it is Matt. Matt. Oh my gosh, I can't choose.
Okay, so this is what I would say. We have to choose from like blind. Okay, we're going to choose blind. I'm going to go ahead and say that my top four are Dan, Waz, Sarah, and Matt. However, out of those four, I think Sarah would be cut out because she's going to be competing against three guys that like each other who might do an alliance. And then I'm going to say not Matt, because he's too good at heart. And I feel like he's just too good at heart.
Yeah.
And I think that Dan is too sweet, which leaves Waz, which is street smart. So right. I'm going to put it down between Dan and Waz.
Well, yeah, there's a difference in thought who I would want to win and who I think will win. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Of course. Yeah. I see what you mean. I see what you're saying.
Yeah. I want Matt to win because he's my ultimate all-time favorite. But then I love Waz too.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll just have to go from there. But so let's get to the podcast, because today we're talking about A Taste of Their Own Medicine with Janice and Victor.
Did you like it?
From the very beginning, we meet Janice and you can just see her soul through her eyes. She is beautiful. I'm just like, oh, her smile just got me.
Yeah. Very sweet. And I thought, what a amazing idea, to have them on like that, like me
I know.
like putting me and you on there.
It would have been a great idea. It's season 15. What took them so long to come up with this idea?
I thought
I
it
think
was
it
a
was a
great
great
idea.
idea.
Me too.
And then we also have Victor,
I
and he's
know.
also, a medic, and I think he also serves as a ranger. And he was just so cheerful and happy from the beginning. I just got that warm feeling about him too from the very beginning.
Yeah. Could you understand him?
Yes.
You could? I was like, oh,
Yeah.
rewind. What did he say?
No, I think I could understand him pretty well. He's not like Jamie the Wild Man. I can't understand him sometimes, but I could definitely understand Victor.
Yeah, and I think it's a thing too. I had a coworker say there's person on the phone who's speaking another language. Sorry.
Spit it out, girl.
I can't think. Just a different accent. Culture accent. And she was like, I can't understand anything they're saying. Can you take it? And I was like, okay, I'll talk to him. And I was like, I heard him plain as day. So I think it is just, people,
Yeah, it's just people.
can understand better.
And the thing
Jeez.
about Victor from the very beginning, I mean, over and over again, he just kept saying, like, I think my greatest aspect, the greatest gadget's gonna be my partner. So you could tell he was team all the way, right?
Yes. That's the kind of person you want. Exactly.
Yes.
That's the kind of person I
But
want.
let's talk about their backgrounds.
Okay.
Because medic doesn't necessarily equal survivalist.
Right. They were like,
And so let's talk about Janice. She's ran several marathons. She's done some kind of like challenges and something about like a death challenge. I was like, and she's like, it's not a good weekend unless you sign a death waiver. What are you made out of, girl? I was like,
What'd you
no.
say?
Yeah. But survival skills, they didn't really show anything, chopping wood or making fires or shooting a bow. They never mentioned anything like that.
Right.
And they admitted it.
And if you think about it, they're like armchair survivalists.
Well, no, they're not armchair survivalists. Do not say that.
No, they got like front row
Yeah,
seats.
they got front row seats. So they're out there. They got some firsthand knowledge. Did you notice that Victor was the medic for Chill Mike?
No. And then she was the
Yeah.
medic for EJ, right? I've never
Yeah,
seen
well, she's been on several
Oh,
challenges. She was also the medic for the Black Cowboy
She
in Montana.
was. Did she tell you that? She told you
Yeah,
that?
she told me that. Yes, because we're gonna have her on the show.
Yes.
And
Keep
she is just
listening.
as lovely. Yes, she is so lovely. So, but no, they have a front row seat. Like you said, I think it's very interesting. However, they also said that Victor didn't have a lot of survival skills. And they both had low PSRs. And I'm like, well, why are they doing a full 21 if they are saying that their survival skills are not that high? However, I asked her later on because Victor is somewhat of a bad egg. They're not, they low, they gave him a low card there because he catches snakes, pythons, and he's a, I mean, yeah. And he was in the army, or the armed forces, so he's a bad A. They sold him short.
You know who does that, which I didn't know. I read it somewhere. You know who gives them the PSRs?
Oh, yes, EJ.
Yeah. I was like,
Yeah, if y'all didn't know, EJ does the PSRs. The Godfather does the PSRs.
I'd be reading.
So they meet up, and as soon as they meet up, Victor just grabs her and just hugs her so good. It made me want to be her because like the hug just seemed like I really need that kind of hug right now, Victor, because my fingers are really
Yes,
hurting.
she does. And I love that. I love when they show that, let you let them know a little bit, about their compassion. They want to be a team player.
Yes.
And from that point, I thought they're gonna be okay. They're gonna do good.
Yes. And it seems so genuine. A lot of people were thinking, oh, they knew. How did Discovery keep it from them? Well, you got to remember, he's in South Africa. She's in the Americas. And that meeting when they first met was truly the first time they met. I could tell that they couldn't be that good of actors. And I just want to say one thing really fast before we get started. People lose interest and turn the podcast off. I want to thank Victor and Janice because when I broke my fingers, I DM'd them both.
Did you? What they
I messaged both of them like, I was like, hey, I don't remember what the medic said. Could you tell me? And they both responded, class acts. And I just want to thank them from the bottom of my heart.
That's awesome.
I mean, they
That's
responded to me. Isn't
awesome.
that crazy?
Yeah.
So anyway, we can tell that they're both genuine, great people. They're both excited to have somebody else on the show. They didn't know they were going to be paired together with another medic from the show. So it's exciting. And they're walking through the water. She's like, I have type O blood. He's like, I ate garlic. And they're like, bugs, bugs, bugs. I'm like, oh, there's going to be a lot of bug bites. I knew it from the very beginning. When the announcer guy was talking about the bug bites, and then she's talking about her blood type and his garlic, I was like, oh,
Yeah.
bugs are coming.
Now, do you know your blood type?
I do. I'm AB positive.
Oh, okay.
Do you know yours?
I think I'm B positive. Yeah. So
Yeah,
yeah.
AB negative is the real rare one, but AB positive is kind of rare.
Okay.
So kind of, yeah. So anyway, so they get to their location. They're like, we're not going to be able to build much, but we're going to start a fire. And Victor builds like the fastest fire in Naked and Afraid history.
Yeah.
And that was real.
Yeah.
She said that that was not editing.
Yeah, we don't see that a lot. Usually takes them a while.
Yes. And she's so happy she has the camera. She's like, celebrate, Victor. He's like, you want me to flex? And he does like this cute little flexing move. And I was like, oh,
I loved them.
Victor, I'm in love with you. I have another funny story to tell you, but I'm not, I'm going to tell you, but y'all have to listen to Janice's interview to understand all of it. I texted Victor something and I called him a name and he was like, what? And I was like, oh, I hope I didn't offend him. So I
What?
called him a name that I thought was very nice.
What?
I don't really know how Victor feels about it, but I called him a sexy Santa.
Oh, sexy Santa. I mean,
He makes, because he's sexy, but he makes me feel good too. Like,
yeah.
full of joy and hope and, overwhelmed with happiness. And
Yes.
I think that's a great compliment in my opinion,
It
but
was a
whatever.
compliment. It was a
It was, I
compliment.
meant it as a compliment, Victor. I'm a little creepy. I know it, but I meant it as a compliment. And he still texts me back about my fingers, even though I gave him a creepy compliment. So
Hey.
he's a good guy.
He
But the
is.
first 5 days were nothing but bugs. Bugs, bugs, bugs. What'd you think?
Again, the insertion. Oh, and it was Ghana, Central America. Oh man, and I'm thinking like a couple of previous episodes. Like, what would you rather have? You know what I mean? Dry or burning feet, no food for days, and it was raining and it was grassy, and I thought, okay, or the tree being eaten alive. Like,
Yeah,
what
no,
would you rather have?
not eating
This is
alive.
terrible. I thought it was still like a rough insertion. I really do. Oh
Yeah,
man.
I mean, it wasn't even the insertion. It was day one, day two, day three, day four.
Oh
I mean, it
yeah.
was just
I mean,
bugs,
it
bugs,
never
bugs.
ended. Yeah, at least some days
And
end.
here, yes, and then let's go ahead and talk about this. If you're on the show and you take medicine prescribed by a doctor, the medics do give you your medicine every day.
Yeah.
And they gave Janice some antihistamine to help her with her bug bites.
Right.
And I
We
think people were
asked.
like, why is she getting that?
Yeah.
They just showed it because it was medic to medic kind of thing. But people get
Oh.
medicine all the time out there. It's nothing new. She wasn't getting special treatment, y'all.
Yeah.
It's just, it was more interesting because it was a medic getting medicine from a medic. That's all it was.
Oh, there were,
But
yeah, and they were probably, people were probably like, of course she's gonna get medicine to the medics because they're medics, you
yes,
know? Okay.
right.
No, they
And
do.
I was like, where's producer Paul? Why isn't producer Paul giving them a mosquito net?
We're
She
like,
obviously needed a mosquito net.
they should have.
They
They
should have.
should have. They should
However,
have got
guess what?
what?
Janice was like, I don't want a mosquito net.
I didn't hear her say that.
She told me.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, can
What?
you believe that the willpower that this girl had with all those millions of bug bites? And she
Right.
pushed through it, but at the same time, she wasn't doing much either. She hardly did anything. She
No,
was
she was
tired. She
in.
was
She was
exhausted.
down.
I understand, but a lot of people would not understand. A lot of people were like, oh, she's dragging me down. Oh, I'm not going to have to carry two people, am I? But did Victor do that?
No, and a lot of people would complain.
Yeah.
Just saying. Well, first of all,
They would.
I thought, well, she's kind of anemic right now because her they're done took all her blood out of her body. I'm like, she barely got anything there. She's tired. Yeah. Oh,
Yeah,
yeah.
and she made a fish basket in a
She
fairly short
did.
amount of time. Sarah, I still love you, but every time I think about fish basket, I think about how long it took you, or according to the show, how long it took you. You were found innocent, but she made the fish basket and she went and set that. And then Victor's baddie made a very simple but cool bow and arrow.
Oh, yeah. I seen that. Nice. I
Yes.
mean, if it didn't look like they were gonna hardly find anything, they were chasing lizards. Well, they did get the lizard, right? Or a frog. Oh, yeah.
Well, yeah, but let's talk about his bow and arrow.
Well, yeah. So I thought that was so creative. Or, he's still like, I gotta do something. I gotta help her out. And I love that. I love that.
Yes. And even though it didn't work, I think it could have worked. And it was really simple. It only would have worked on like lizards or maybe like squirrel, something really small. But it didn't work. The lizards were mocking Victor. They were mocking him. I really thought when he made that trap around the tree with the loops for the lizard to go up, I'm not gonna lie, Victor, I was like, oh yeah, that's 100% going to work. And I was really upset that it didn't, because I was like, it's gonna work, it's gonna work.
I know.
But it didn't
I thought the
work.
fish
But
basket would have worked. That didn't work.
I mean, I'm sure they didn't show a lot of stuff, but I mean, they hardly ate. It was more about him taking care of her and him trying his hardest and still having a positive attitude. And I loved it.
I did too. I think he was great.
He
He's
was.
great.
He was really, really great. There was one day where he's like, yeah, Janice didn't come out the shelter today. I have to work harder. Like when he said it at first, Janice didn't come out the shelter today. She's going to need to step it up, is what I thought he was going to say. But no.
No.
No, he was like, I have to work harder. And then they had that conversation where she's like apologizing for not doing anything. Janice knows that she wasn't doing anything. And she was apologizing. And Victor was like, what are you talking about? One day, it's going to be your turn to take care of me.
Oh, yeah. Like tomorrow or no, day 17.
Yeah. And you know what? Day 18 comes, the bugs are in there crazy again. And he's itching and he's like, I can't take these bug bites anymore. And he's kind of like lethargic. And she's talking to him. What did you think was going to happen?
Oh, well, I'll be honest. I ran to the kitchen for some almonds or something. And I came back. Of
Oh.
course, I got to rewind. But I came back and he's like, oh! And I was very upset. I was
So
very
you rewound
upset.
real fast.
Yeah, I'm like, what happened? Like, talking to myself, but I was like, what happened? Oh my gosh, Victor, he's going down. I figured it was going to catch up to him. I figured, yeah, for sure.
But however, if you really listen to the show, it was more about an anxiety attack, a panic attack.
Oh.
That's what they thought it was, not anything
Oh, that
else.
is true.
I don't know where he got all this energy from, but he did have a panic attack. It was very scary. Janice was there to talk him through it. She was like, no, you're not. Like, she had a little authority. He's like, she's like, you almost fell in the fire. Get over here. I mean, I really like the way she handled it. She
Yeah.
was just hard enough and just soft enough. She had the perfect touch.
Yeah, she did. And he got up right away. And I thought, yeah, maybe I don't know if they really showed it, like him breathing hard, or I think he did get dizzy a little bit for a panic attack. I didn't think panic attack at first, but yeah, I did hear that. I thought it was a panic attack.
Yeah, I'm not 100% sure. I'm not a medic. So I'm gonna, if she says it's a panic attack, I'm gonna go with the panic attack. I'm gonna take her word for it 100%. I do know that no matter what it was, Janice was there for him. I was a little worried that when he fell over, she wasn't like catching him fast enough or reacting fast enough, but she hadn't eaten anything, so I understand her not reacting. All they had was that frog from the frog that was splashing behind them that they caught. I mean, that's the only thing they had the whole time they were out there. And he almost passes out. Then I think the next day they find the turtle. He's just walking And he just passed out the night before. Did you see how huge that log was that he was carrying?
No.
It was, I mean, I'm sure he huge. Did. It was almost as tall as him, if not as
and
tall.
And he still had strength. Gosh, he was.
I don't know where he got it from. Right. And they got the tortoise and they ate the tortoise and they're like all lovey-dovey, happy. I mean, well, they're so just a great team.
So I wasn't okay with that. I'm sorry.
You weren't okay with what?
I wasn't okay with the tortoise.
Why?
Because we have a pet turtle.
Well, so do I.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, that would have been tough. I would have been like, no, I'm sorry. I can't eat. I can't eat Shelly. I can't eat Shelly. I couldn't do it.
Debbie, listen. Hang up. Let me tell you something, Debbie. I would eat a turtle in a heartbeat. And there have been people on the show who have let a turtle go.
Yeah.
And then they were starving. Starving. Oh. You cannot let food like that go. And you cannot pass up a turtle. I mean, you can't, Debbie. There can't be any animal that you won't be willing to eat out there, or you could die.
I don't know.
And let me tell you one more thing. Just like The Last One Standing, they'll never have you on that show because the first 21 days, if your partner taps, you automatically get disqualified from the competition. So you can't have somebody on there who can't eat, you know, a turtle.
Oh, yeah, I read that. Man, I thought, well, that
might
be
all that keeps you there.
I'd be done right there.
Well, when they were walking out, I mean, this episode was kind of fast. When they were walking out, she's still tired. She's still lethargic. And she just had a turtle 2 days ago. Imagine if she would not have had that turtle.
Right. And did they say that that would be a lot of protein? Did they? That probably fed them for a little bit. Yeah. The meat from the turtle?
I mean, it was one meal. But it's a lot. It's a lot of protein. Mm-hmm. But she was still tired, still lethargic. But she made it. She is. Mm-hmm. But did you notice, like, even Victor, there's a lot of times when the truck comes, the other person kind of forgets about their partner. Victor was still making sure she got in the truck.
Yes.
They hugged. It was love. I mean, it was just so much love between them.
Yeah. For one another.
So, so much love between them. And I just want to take a minute and talk about each one. I don't care that Janice didn't do much that time. I told her, you didn't get to show off your survival skills. She does have more survival skills than what was shown, but those bug bites nearly took her out. But can you imagine how strong of a woman you would have to be to look at Jamie, who's on solo right now. Bugs took him out.
Right.
Kayla, who's on solo, I believe bugs took her out too. Telling you, bugs have taken out legends. And Janice was like, even if they would have given me a mosquito net, I would not have taken it. Her mindset is so strong.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, mentally.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mentally, she was good. She was good to go.
Yes.
Yeah.
And Victor and his love for her, I just can't explain it. It was just beautiful.
And I would feel anyways for their employment or being a medic, you know, they get a lot of compassion. You know what I mean? To even do that. So, Yes. Exactly. Mm-hmm. And they were perfect. Mm-hmm. And they understood one another.
They were perfect together.
Mm-hmm. I loved it. Oh, and then the beehive. Yes. The bee trap.
Yeah. Mm. Not the bee trap, but.
No, the beehive.
Yeah.
Is that what you call it?
Biting Victor.
Man, that'd be tough too. I'm allergic to bees. And I got stung by a bee one time. Oh my God. My leg blew up like a pancake, literally. And it was hot and red. And I would be like, oh. So even just, you know, I got stuck a couple times. Or is that when he said he got what he calls his soldier?
No, that's Sam. The general and the two colonels.
Oh, the two colonels. When people are like that and tell their jokes sense of humor.
He did get bit and he didn't get stung. He got bit in that general area down there, the Elvis family.
Priscilla and Lisa Marie.
And Elvis.
No. Man.
The king. Call him the king. He got bit in the king.
Yeah. He's awesome.
He just had a really good outlook on everything. Even when he got bit, I remember him saying, Janice, run.
Mm-hmm.
He wanted to make sure that she got out of harm's way.
Yeah. I loved him. Mm-hmm.
I loved him too. I love Janice. Her spirit is strong. in our interview, we had some technical difficulties, but I promise you, you're going to want to watch it. I cried again, Debbie.
You did?
I think so. And I think I made her cry. But she said I made her cry, but I think the video went out right when she started crying.
Oh, but no. Yeah,
she had me crying. I was like, oh, don't make me cry.
Oh.
She teared up. She is just, there's something about these Naked and Afraid people. And it just shows me, like, next week's episode, I think it's going to have a little spice in it, a little contention in it. And it's going to happen. And again, yeah. I think we need a little contention sometimes because it keeps the show running. Because some people want to see the contention. It gives them something to talk about.
Yeah.
But this was like a Sam and Lily again.
Yeah. We like those
the
ones.
The love.
Yeah.
We do. I really do. But again, no matter what, even if you get off the truck, you have Boma blood and y'all are part of a family. And welcome to the family, Janice and Victor. Y'all
welcome.
Are a great addition.
Yes. We loved you. You crushed it. But, congratulations.
Yeah. Congratulations. Yeah. But Victor was like, never again, never again. Victor, I ain't going to hear
never
that
say
from
never.
You.
Never say never.
Never say never. I don't know how he really feels about it.
Oh, I don't know. Maybe. I'm sure maybe everybody says that. You know what I mean? And they'll think, okay, I did it for the first time. You know?
Yes.
You never know. And I seen a comment. And I guess maybe at first I used to think like that. Like this comment where they said, oh, the shows aren't as good. You know, nothing's really happening. Opposed to like XL and then someone had said, and I was thinking it as I was reading I read the next comment or a couple below and it said, how are you gonna compare this kind of episode to like an episode with Legends? You know, they had 21 days, did their first 21 days, you know, I'm sure it wasn't perfect or whatever. And they just kept, that's how they became like Legends. You can't compare the two, you know, but it's
Jeff Z girl, his first episode, he was on his knees crying and praying.
Well, see,
so
like, that is so true. That is so
it
true.
Changes.
Yeah.
So it's just a great episode. We cannot wait for the next episode to come out. Thank you so much for the patience that y'all have had with me. It's taken me a long time to get everything done. I'm going to have surgery. And even though I am very tough, y'all, you don't even understand how bad this really hurts, but I am pushing through it. I was a little bit baby. I was like, medic, Victor, medic, Janice, help me. But I'm going to get through this, and thank you for all your wishes. Thank you for all your prayers, Debbie. I really appreciate it.
You're welcome.
Thank you. We're going to get this out as soon as possible, and we're going to keep watching. Yeah. Cannot wait for Last One Standing. I cannot wait for the rest of this season. Everything is exciting right now.
Yep, it is. So I'm on back because we'll be back for
yes.
sure.
So guess what? We have something a little new. We have a little promo coming up from Jamie, who is on Solo right now. So we'll have a little commercial from him, and then we're going to get right into Janice's interview. So stick around. Do not stop because you'll miss the best part, which is Janice.
Stay tuned.
All right. Love y'all.
Love you.
Don't stop the podcast.
Go grab a snack. A turtle. Not a turtle. Yes. Not a turtle.
Girl. You're going to have to eat a turtle. Turtle soup. Turtle soup.
I mean, and it probably tastes good, too.
Hello, everyone. It's the Wild Man back with an update. So, a lot of you may know that I've got an online event which starts on the 16th of April on Facebook Live. So, basically, what it is you pay 99 pence, or if you work in dollars, it works out at about $1.20. And that gives you access to a live stream on the 16th of April, where I'll be focusing all on fire lighting, different fire lighting methods, different tinders to use, how to make a fire in general, and I hope to see you all there. A lot of people are having problems when they go to book a space, and I think it's to do with your internet connection. So if you're not connected to a good source of internet or Wi-Fi, then sometimes it doesn't really work. All you do is make sure you're on Wi-Fi or in a good internet area, click on the event, which is pinned at the top of my page, and it will give you an option to purchase a space. It's only 99 pence. It's a 2-hour course, which starts on the 16th of April, and I hope to see you all there.
Hey everybody, I'm running behind today and I'm by myself, but guess who I have with me? I have the one and only Janice, and she's humble, but I'm gonna pump her up because she was freaking fracking amazing. Hey girl.
Hi, thank you for having me.
Thank you. You are very humble. I watched your live and I'm so happy to have you on the show. I was actually running late this morning and I was dreaming about Janice, y'all. I was like having a dream that I was in this casino gambling and I missed our time and I woke up all frantic and I was like, oh my God, oh, I'm going to miss my time. I started texting her and she was so nice about it. And you're just a nice person, aren't you?
Yeah, to a fault sometimes, but yeah.
I believe that about you. I truly do believe that because you just seem so humble. I was watching the live and you're so open. You were telling so much personal stuff like it was nothing. And it was really admirable because I was like looking at you. I was like, I wish I could be that bold.
It's a blessing and a curse, but
do you realize how open you are?
There's a thing in EMS where we talk, like it's a pretty popular meme where, you know, it's like where you don't realize how messed up your thinking is and your history and everything until people start looking at you like, oh no. Are you okay? Do you need help? I was like, oh my God, yeah, that's just a normal day for me. So thank you for that.
It's inspirational. You were talking about, you know, your skin and your scars from the mosquito bites on the show, and we'll get to that. But I just want to tell you, you were just so open. It really inspired me because we all have our issues, and I think girls sometimes may be worse than men. And I was like, I want to be more like her. Because I have a lot of scars, and I have one like right here, and people are always commenting like, what's that on your, you know, and it's just, but you kind of, I'm not kidding, you really inspired me last night. I was like, I'm going to talk about, you know, my scar, and because she did it, and it just, you really were. I think you don't know how much you changed people's lives just being on the show.
I don't know how to process that, because I'm just trying to live my best life, but if I can leave the world a better place and I found it, then cool. That's all I can ask.
Inspirational.
Thank you.
And then also, you're a medic, so you're saving people's lives all the time. So you're just changing people's lives, you know, on a, you know, daily, weekly basis, right?
I don't know. Like, I would like to think so. The reason why I hesitate is because most calls that we get as EMS personnel are not real emergencies. But then you also have to look at on the flip side, it's an emergency to that person. So I might not be actively saving someone's life. I might not, you know, restarting their heart or starting, you know, getting their breathing under control. But mental health is also a part of health. And
yes,
there are so many a-hole people out there, and especially, unfortunately, in EMS, it gets brushed aside. But I've been the patient dying on the bed. I have been on the other side of things, and you can see people's demeanor, like you're inconveniencing them, and you know their tone in their voice where they're being sarcastic. It's like, dude, I feel horrible. I'm sorry you're having a bad day, but so I've been on the other side of it, and I understand that sometimes just it costs $0 to be a decent person. It might.
That's 100% right.
It might, get some intestinal fortitude because you're having a freaking bad day. But in those, it takes like no time, no money. Just take a deep breath and just if you have nothing nice to say, don't say anything at all. That's what my mom always said growing up. That's what Bambi's mom said. So that's where we get that from. So kind of just smiling.
Well, on the flip side of that, I try to think when people are being rude to me, I try to say maybe their cat died.
Yeah.
Like maybe they're having a bad day, and I try to let a lot of things go, you know. So I try to do it on both sides. But I just want to give a quick shout out to one of the EMS people that came and resuscitated my mom one time, Brandon Hooper. I still remember you to this day. He probably don't even remember, but I remember your name and I remember everything about it. So I'm gonna find him on Facebook and tag him, Braden Hooper. So yeah, I'm gonna do that. You reminded me of him. So let's get to the meat of the show. I know everybody was talking to you about your bug bites. They were talking to you about, you know, the location. My first question to you is, in the beginning, they said that you and Victor weren't necessarily survivalists. Why did they give you a 21? They should have given you a 14. I know you wanted 21 because I know you like torture, but...
Right. We thought it was going to end up being a 21 as well. Because we do have more survival skills than they gave us credit for, but compared to most other people that do the show, like the people that teach classes, but you actually, I say that because Victor actually teaches survivalist classes. So I don't know why they said that about him, at least him. Like, he's got way more experience with that than I do. He's a hunter, he's a ranger. So I don't know why, but maybe it's just subjectively compared to everybody else, we have very little skills.
So. Okay. Well, yeah, you're right. Victor does have, because I remember something about him killing this really big snake, and I was like, what the heck?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And then I think I might have scared Victor. Victor, I'm sorry I called you a sexy Santa Claus. I was not. I'm a little weird and kooky. But he does remind me of, like, oh my God, okay, let me just say this. He had the best opening line when he was like, sorry the view's not better, it's gonna get better. Right. Him and Shanika, when Shanika was like, let me take a look at you, and she turned the guy around. Those were my two favorite, you know, openings ever. It was cute, wasn't it?
It was cute. I was more so like racking in my head, like, how do I know this guy? Because I don't know him, and the way he came up and hugged me, like, that was a friendly hug, and I was like, yes, like you know somebody. I'm thinking, like, is my brain fog for that bad? Do I not remember? But no, he's just a very friendly person. He was excited to see me because we were both told it was going to be like a special type of challenge, and we didn't know it was because it was going to be both medics. He thought the challenge was going to be actually surprise, you're on your own. So he sees me and he's like, oh my God, there is somebody here.
There's somebody else. There's somebody else and hugged you.
Yeah, so, and I was not sure what to think. I thought I was going to be paired with another survivalist I've worked with. And then as we're walking closer, the gears are turning. I'm trying to figure out who, like, did I save this guy's life at some point? Like, how do I know him? But then I heard the accent. I'm like, oh yeah, no, I don't know this guy at all. And then we're trying to, like, figure each other out, like, what do you do for work? A paramedic. What about you?
Yeah.
And then, it all kind of came together. And I had to fight hard from breaking the fourth wall, looking at the camera like Jim Halpert. It's like, I see what you did there.
Yeah, you are very, y'all had a very special connection. It was a special show. And your smile is just, it's just breathtaking. I mean, do you ever wear makeup? Because I was like, this girl is freaking beautiful. And she never wears makeup.
I do. I'm wearing, like, that color, the doctor, not, Dr. Jart, the tiger grass balm, because I'm rosacea, so I wear that just to get rid of the redness. And I've got some semi-color on today, but like when the makeup I wore to my watch party was like the most makeup I've worn in a very long ass time.
Yeah. Well, you are naturally beautiful. And so it was a special show because, you know, they made a big deal out of it, you know, a taste of their own medicine. And you really had a unique perspective. And I also think that's why it added, not only because y'all are great people, but it added to the love and understanding that you and Victor had, correct?
Absolutely. Yeah, we both, even though we're both from different countries, it's still the same type of personality that gets drawn into the career field, especially when you're in it for this long. The average the average EMS person now only is in the career for 5 years. We've been in it for way longer than that. So that right there is already another type of personality that stays in because, I don't know whether it's mental illness or if it's just an ambition or like a calling, but
I think it's a personality type.
Absolutely.
Because it takes a certain personality to even do, you know, Naked and Afraid.
Yeah, absolutely.
It takes a certain person. I am not one of those people. I just like watching other people suffer. You don't mind the suffering. You're like, if it's not a death weekend waiver signing kind of weekend, it's not a good weekend. I'm like, I'll just watch someone. So it's just not for me. But so you head out there, you get into, you know, the first night he starts a fire like that.
Yes.
I'm like, oh.
Yeah, I was like, Victor's, yes, we're going to win this thing. Look how fast we got that fire. And
yeah, it was, I was like, oh. And then he did the little flex and I was like, yeah, he has it. He's just hilarious. And again, Victor, I'm calling you a sexy Santa because he's kind of like a bad A Santa. I didn't know what word to use, but it's, you know, Santa makes you feel warm and happy and comfortable.
Yes.
Yeah. And he made you feel very comfortable.
Yeah. And I had a lot of...
He took care of you.
Oh, my God, yes. He's like, no, I wouldn't have done it without you. I could have done it without you. I'm like, were you not there? Like, you're the one that took care of me. Because I thought I was going to go in there and, you know, why a woman, hear me roar. And then the bug said, F you, absolutely not. And that was humbling. And he's like, no, I got you. But then he keeps saying, you did it. You made the challenge. Okay, so we've agreed on that we could not have done it without each other. At least not have done as well.
Right.
I did have a lot of women messaging me being like, oh, he's good looking. Oh, he's got a nice butt. Like, they were...
Yeah, don't get me wrong. That's why I said sexy Santa, Victor. I said sexy Santa. I think that's what I said, but I called you Santa and sexy. He is very good looking.
He is good looking.
But I was not hitting on you. I'm so sorry. I'm just kind of kooky and weird. I think I scared him, Janice. I think I scared him. One of the guys texted me, and one of my personal friends is like, do you scare these guys? Because I am so open and country. And I was like, yeah, I probably do scare them. Because I'm just so open. But I think that your partnership and him saying, no, he couldn't have done it without you. We'll get to the incident later. But I think emotionally and spiritually, you know, and sometimes you want to do nice things for people. Like, you want to go the extra mile. You don't mind working. And that is because of you, you know. So I think he's right. You helped him just as much as, you know, you didn't get on to him for not, some women get on there and get on to the men for not catching something or pressure them to catch food. You never did anything like that.
No, I don't find any utility in that. And he is a professional hunter. He goes out and hunts for fun. He went out and was trying to find that snake for fun. So if he says, I can't find anything, who am I to flex and be like, well, you're just not looking at it right now. Why? What's the point in that? It's frustrating, but it's not his fault. He's definitely trying. He tried so hard to get lizards. There were lizards like taunting us all around our shelter, and he would try so hard to even just get that. And nature was just a cruel mistress.
Yes. Well, you know, you've been on 2 XLs, Louisiana and Peru.
Yes. And then I did Montana as well. I mean, that's an XL, but it was 14 days.
Oh, yeah. So who did Montana? I mean, Frozen? You did Frozen?
Yes.
I did not know you did Frozen.
Yes.
That was horrible.
That was cold. That we were freezing, and I'm like, I don't understand how they're doing this. Like, I know everyone's complaining. Well, they're not doing a lot. Well, they live, so I think that in and of itself. Because I think the week before we got out there, it was like a negative, like, wind chill of like negative 20. And I'm watching it, and I'm thinking, this is not going to go well. This is going to be bad. But anyone who showed up for that, I have mad, mad respect for. So anyway, I'm sorry.
So you know Jermaine Jackson. She knows everyone I love. She knows Victor. She knows Jermaine. She knows Jeremy.
Oh, I love me some Jeremy.
Wes.
Yes. Jermaine and I are actually from the same hometown, like different eras, but yeah. So we have, he was supposed to come to my lodge party, but.
He went to go do charity work for those goddamn archery high school students. How dare he?
Yeah, I can't get mad about that. So good for all of them for doing that.
Yes. I mean, that's what a lot of people who, especially if they're watching this podcast, they're really interested in the show or they're super fans. And let me tell you, these people are genuine. There is something about Naked and Afraid. If you're strong enough to do Naked and Afraid, 99% of them are going to be the most genuine people that are going to give you hugs. And they're just great people. So back to your challenges that you were a medic on. You did XL. Everybody in XL, they're seasoned pros. Most of them are really great people because they've been through it a few times and they have class. Mm-hmm. You know, Trish, you know, she has class. She's been on a lot of them. She's never tapped. Sarah, oh my God, I love Sarah. Sarah is actually the woman that I would want to go out with, I think.
Yeah, she's awesome.
Everybody's just great.
Yeah.
So it's really hard, but so you've never seen a really bad partnership as a medic.
I really haven't.
So you were lucky then.
Yeah, I am very fortunate to have never, like, had to, you know, side eye either one, like, oh, this is gonna be bad. Yeah, I've witnessed really nothing but good partnerships. So yeah, that's a good point.
Yeah. So do the medics talk, does the crew talk about the people in, like, of course y'all do, right? Y'all, you're filming, then y'all go back to the little tent and they're like, oh man, did you see that? Or, I mean, y'all talk about it, right? Do y'all make predictions?
They don't usually talk. If they talk, they don't really talk with the medics unless it's about health or safety. I know that they have production meetings, but we're not a part of those, so I don't know what's said in those. But with us, with the medics, it's more so just generalized questions or, hey, what do you think about this? They said something about this. Is that a real concern? So that's our part of it. But otherwise, I don't know what else they talk about. I don't know if they come up with any kind of directions that they...
Well, what about the medics? Do y'all make predictions if someone's going to make it or not?
If someone... I don't want to say predictions, but if we start seeing someone kind of going down that mindset, it's like, ooh, we need to keep an eye on them. Because I feel like once you've made the decision or once you've even entertained the thought, maybe I'll be better off at home, then I feel like that's when they start really kind of not, okay. I don't want to say depression because that's not what it is, but you can start to see a different change. Yeah, you can start changing in their mentation. It's like they're not trying as hard to stay hydrated, just, you know, get a few calories. They're very down. So just to keep an eye on that. It's not our job to nudge them, but it's our job to make sure that whatever choice they make is done safely.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's good. So everybody, everybody wants to talk about EJ's balls. So I'm just going to say it. That I cannot, you know, not talk to you and not talk about EJ's balls. Legendary. Tell us about it. I mean, you must have done it like 3 or 4 times. He was really strong, was he not?
Like, that was my day off. So that was, it was Anna who was there. She's my, my work wife. She was on the opposite shift. She was the one that was there when it happened. And just like, he just kept refusing pain medication and everything. He's like, no, I'm fine. I'm fine. Just like legitimately refused pain medication. Refused it the entire time. We're like, dude, like, you got to keep some swelling down. At least like, you know, Tylenol. No, I'm fine. I'm fine. Okay. Like, like, ballsy. I'm sorry. Like, I know it's a pun, but I can't.
I like it.
He is solid. He is hardcore. He is someone that, yeah, like, you can go through some pretty tough stuff and just, he's proof that it's a mindset thing. It's absolutely a mindset.
Yes. It's definitely a mindset. And so, you know, you were already famous for that. And see, super fans like me or crazy fans, whatever one you want to call me, Victor, crazy, super, whatever, kooky. I remember when we first talked, when I first started texting you, I was like, were you the one that took a picture with EJ, you know, like a year and a half ago? And I remembered that picture. So in my mind, I was like, oh, I'm talking to a double celebrity. So you're known for that amongst the fans, at least. But you proved yourself. Your mindset, you're talking about EJ's mindset. Your mindset is unbelievable. We have had legends that have tapped out. Strong men. I love Jamie, who is doing solo right now, but he tapped out because of bug bites. You are nothing discredited to him, but girl, you got the strong mind, and I bow down to you. Amazing.
Tapping
do
out.
You see yourself that way? When you wake up late and you predicted I wasn't recording. Oh my God. She predicted it. Not only is this girl a bad A, she is smart as all get out because she's like, it's going to ruin your whole, you know, it ruins your whole day when that happens. And we missed some recordings, but we're just going to keep moving on because her time is precious.
I'm here for
you. She brought up, you know, the bugs and you know, the insertion part and the crew, how hard the crew have it. But I do have a couple more questions that I want to get to. I definitely want to get to the panic attack or the incident because that was, you know, dramatic. I was scared.
Yeah.
Tell me about that.
Yeah, so that was in several of the previews and Victor was like, oh my God, like they really like that. I'm like, well, that's because we have to show me doing something because, you know, he took care of me physically and actually emotionally for, you know, however many days it was before. And like I said in the live yesterday, I had a panic attack earlier that same day. It wasn't to that extent, but I was definitely hyperventilating. I was feeling it. Everything just kind of came to a head. I just wanted to just claw my skin off because I just couldn't think past that, the next bug bite. So it was pouring that night. We could not get comfortable, and we hit a wall. And he kept saying, like, I don't know how much longer I can do this. I'm saying, come on, you're going to regret leaving at this point. You're going to regret it. He was trying to get comfortable. He started breathing really fast. And then he seemed like he was kind of calming down. And that's when he just went limp and fell over. And I just saw him going towards that pointy part of that boulder that was right there. And my future self just saw his head just getting impaled with that. And that would have absolutely been a medical tap out for him, because head injuries, we don't mess around with that. You don't get, they haven't perfected brain transplants yet. So he would have had to have gone. So thankfully, like me, simulating, like clicking him, saying, hey, and then like hitting his leg, it was able to wake him up enough to where his proprioception was able to, like, oh shoot, I'm falling. He was able to grab onto the rock. And after that, I made him lay down on the rock that I was sleeping on, and I stayed up. Because I owed him at least that much.
Yeah. Yes, you took really good care of him. And I know he, like he said, you saved his life. Because if he would have been by himself and he would have hit his head, or if he just would have passed out, I mean, it would have been dangerous. You just never know. So you were a lifesaver. He was your lifesaver, and you're his lifesaver, and it's beautiful. I do have a question about the camera. The camera that was pointing towards him when that happened, that camera, was it one of y'all's diary cameras, or do they put cameras up?
No, that's one of
up?
The infrared cameras that they put up. They had some, that was where they had put the ones for the overnight over in that corner over there. And then there were some kind of on the other side, like not really outside of the shelter, but I knew it was there because I got some good butt shots, because it was right, that's where I was sleeping. It was right next to that rock. That's where they were pointing.
And being naked wasn't a problem for you?
No,
huh?
the most uncomfortable part, and that was over within like 15 minutes, was dressing in front of my coworkers. That's something that, like, I knew was going to happen, but like, and I've worked with these guys before. I know that they're professionals. They have never, ever been inappropriate to me as a person, as a friend, as a coworker, and they've never said anything inappropriate about any survivalist. They're straight up true and true professionals. So I knew that they wouldn't go back to their lodge at the end of the night and be like, oh my God, Janice got some cellulite on her, does she? So I knew I was in good hands, but that part was weird.
Yes, but it's intimidating. Oh my gosh, I can't even imagine how, I didn't even think about that you know the people behind the camera and you're butt naked. So it's worse when you know them. Who cares about the nation? You're butt naked in front of people that you're going to eat dinner with next month.
Yeah, I would much rather be naked in front of complete strangers. I don't know, yeah. But that's what it is. And but
me too. I think I'd rather be naked in front of strangers as well. But so everything was wrapping up. You're getting closer to the end. You know, you're walking out and you're still like, you're dragging, girl. I'm sorry, but you know, you're dragging. And how did you feel? Did you feel bad that you were kind of dragging?
Oh yeah. I felt bad the entire time. Like, I was wondering if they're going to show me. There's a point where I started staggering, like I was drunk. And then, that's when we stopped for a little bit and just kind of like, we gathered, we're like, no, let's just keep going. Victor was like, I will drag you out. I will throw you over my shoulders. We're getting out of here. So it took a while. It took us a little bit longer than we wanted. But as soon as I saw that road, I'm like, we have infrastructure. We are here. We are done. And then we saw that truck, and it was like every last bit of adrenaline that I had in my body shot up and get me energy to get into the back of that truck.
And I was like, adrenaline, because you got up there really good. And I want to point this out. Now listen, Victor, again, I know I called you a sexy Santa, But it's for a reason, because I noticed, like, when you got up into the truck, he made sure he made a comment or something. I don't know if you remember, but he's like, are you good? You got in there fine? And, like, he was still checking up on you to the very last second.
Yeah, he's still checking.
And that's sexy and, like, Santa-like. So.
I will never not see that, because I never thought that, and I really appreciate it, because that's spot on. Yeah, sexy.
His heart, like, Santa has the best heart ever. And then someone was making fun of me. It might have been Debbie. She's like, so you're saying you want to climb in his lap? I was like, listen, Debbie, it's about his spirit. It's about the spirit. I've been rammed so hard about this, about me calling him sexy Santa. Debbie didn't think it was a good idea. I thought it was. I'm standing by it. You're kind of backing me up. He has a Santa-like spirit. Just love
it. Yeah, if there were more people like him in the world, the world would be a much better place. He's very selfless, very giving, very energetic. Whatever I know he wasn't doing cocaine out there or drugs, but his energy was nonstop. Yes. And I want that bottled, and that will, I don't get it. But I envied it, because he was just, he put the energy towards making sure that we were both taken care of. It was never just about him. It was about making sure that we were both taken care of.
To the very last moment, even when you were getting in the truck, he was making sure that you were okay. Was there anything else that was not shown that you wish they would have shown?
Oh my gosh, the episode was too short. It was so short. The big plot points were definitely in there. There was nothing in there that I didn't want in there. It definitely got the gist of it. It doesn't change the narrative, didn't change the outcome, didn't change the dynamic. But there were so many cool things that happened. He's a funny dude. Like, they could have had like an entire private parts of everything, of the funny things that he said. He is so hilarious. I think his accent kind of helps too, because, you know, us Americans, we hear that accent and just hearing.
We melt.
Yeah. Like, just keep talking. Just talk to me. But, nothing really big. In one of the preview pictures, it shows me holding these plums. That they didn't show us finding that. That was a nice energy source. But other than that, all we had was the frog, the turtle, and the plums. Most of the things was just like stuff that we said and talked about. We like us getting the firewood. But for the most part, it's just more like I just want to share my experience. But I know that people won't appreciate it as much as I do. So it's more so coming from a selfish place that I want to. Like, this guy is so funny. Look what we did. Look what we said. Look what we talked about. Despite everything. Yes.
And I would have enjoyed it. Y'all's spirit was great.
Yeah.
Now, what did he call his privates again? Elvis, Priscilla?
Yeah, Elvis, Priscilla, and... Oh my gosh, I'm blanking. And something McMurray, yeah. Lisa Marie.
Yeah, Lisa Marie. He was hilarious. Was he making jokes like that the entire time?
Every day it was a new name for his junk. He was hilarious. He at one point, he reminded me of something that I said that was funny. I'm like, oh, I hope they put that in, because that'd be great. He had bent over in front of me, and I didn't look up. He's like, hey, sorry, don't look up. Sorry, you know, sorry, my ass and balls are in your face. I said, you don't know what I do on Saturday nights. And he reminded me of that a few weeks ago. I'm like, dude, that was funny.
Yeah, you were. Your spirit was great. You were funny. I know that you want to go back, right? Yeah. And I want you to go back. But I keep it fair here, because we didn't see your survivalist skills. I know you went to Matt Wright's show, but I hope that, you know, maybe you get to showcase some of the things that you've learned out there, because I don't think that you got to show anything off this time. So they are going to bring you back, because we have to see your skills.
I hope so. Yeah. Even if I was able to show my skills, I was wiped out because of being sick. So, and like, he didn't get to show any of his skills. I mean, he made like some of the traps, but you know, you can make traps all day, but if there's no animals out there, it's you might as well just be doing it in a padded room, because
well, the lizard got away from him. I really did think the lizard loop thing was going to work, but the person that I was watching it with, they were like, that's never going to work. I was like, no, it's going to work. Santa's going to get it. And they were like, that's not going to work. So I would like to see him back too, for sure, Victor. Oh, yeah. I won't be so creepy. I'll come up with a new name for you, but I want to see you back because I just don't think y'all were in an area where y'all were able to show off any of your skills.
Yeah, the area and the time of year was definitely not in our favor. Because there have been plenty of other people out there that have scored, like, had got some good protein scores. Like Jennifer Taylor, she got fish while she was out there. I can't remember mm-hmm. the dude's name, but he got an iguana. Mm-hmm. Apparently someone got, like, a capybara while they were out there. We had bats. That was our big animal that we had out there.
Well, hopefully we'll see you back. We're going to start, like, a little, you know, petition, like, you know, bring Janice back, you know, bring sexy Santa back, you know, because you're going to be known forever as like that girl that got bitten by all the bugs. They'll probably call you Bug Bit Girl or something like that. We want you back. And thank you so much for taking the time. The reason why she's in her car is because she's getting ready to travel, but she made time for me. And I really, really appreciate it. And I cannot express again, I hope we got on tape. You really inspired me on your live last night. You were an inspiration. Can you give some more words of, but you didn't even know you were being inspirational, but can you give some words to, you know, some girls who maybe struggle with, you know, scars and health issues and things? Can you give some words?
Something I've been telling people recently, like, you don't owe anyone any explanation. If you don't want to share your story, don't share your story. But if you feel called to it, there might be a reason for it. You might make someone's day or save someone's life. Because it's good to know that we're not alone. Like, we have 8 billion people in the world right now, but we can feel so freaking alone sometimes, even when we're connected to everything on our phones and our watches. Like, we can connect to the world, but we can still so feel alone. So if someone can say something to you that resonates on a cellular level, that person could absolutely have, you know, have a better day, have a better relationship with someone, have a better life, have a better career.
You never know, it's the smallest things. Like I said, you changed me a little bit watching your live yesterday. Who knows how many other people you've touched just watching it. I think you're going to inspire a lot of girls to be more bad A. And one thing, because I don't know if Victor's going to talk to me, I want to point this out. You know what? Sometimes it's okay just to support the other person because of goodness.
Yeah.
And I hope I get to talk to him, telling him that I'm not so weird. But I want to say that, I want to put that out there. To the male roles that go out there, sometimes the woman is not, or your partner is not going to be able to do as much. And you know what? Sometimes that's okay. And I don't, you're just showing love.
Yeah, like a large part of the time at the beginning, I'm like, I can do this. I can do this. I can do what he's doing. I can start a fire too. Mm-hmm. But, and I'm like, I don't want to be the emotional support partner. But actually, in that dynamic, in that moment, that was what was needed. And who am I to get upset about that? Because it made us both better people.
And y'all are gonna be bonded and in love forever.
Yeah, he's my jungle husband. He's stuck with me for a while.
Well, thank you so much for being on the show. I want you to have safe travels, and I cannot wait to see you on the show. Keep in touch and tell Victor I'm not so crazy.
Oh, sleep. Bye. Thank you so much.
All right. So I'm going to tell him I'm going to start a petition, bring sexy Santa back. But thank you so much again for being on the show.
Thank you. You're amazing. Thank you.